The Pocahontas County Commission will meet at 8:30 a.m. on Tuesday, March 7th at their office in the Marlinton Courthouse. At 8:30, they will approve any exoneration orders and approve the minutes of their last meeting. At 8:35, there will be an opportunity for public comments. At 8:45, the commissioners will consider removing the representative of the estate of Mulvey William Grimes. At 9, they will consider administratively closing estates that did not respond to their January 6, 2023 unprogressed estate notice. At 9:15, they will consider purchasing a telephone system upgrade from STI Networks. At 9:30, they will consider approving an agreement with the County Little Leagues for them to use space at the ARC, former Hanover Shoe Building. At 9:45, they will consider approving three requests from 911 EMS Director Mike O'Brien. Approval of the replacement of the Thomastown 911 tower. Second is the approval of the 2020 Emergency Management Performance Grant Award. And the third would be approval of the $65,000 HSGP grant for license plate readers. At 10, Day Report Director Rita Griffith will present the details of the 2024 Community Corrections Grant. At 10:15, the commissioners will consider approving the application to the U.S. Forest Service to extend the ARC broadband construction through parts of the Mon Forest. At 10:30, Leslie Taylor of Region 4 will request that commissioners approve the grant evidentiary materials for the Thornwood Water Extension Project. At 10:45, the commissioners will consider two appointments to the LEPC, Kevin Stichinger as the Emergency Management Representative and Ross Harrison as the Urban Greenbrier Valley Railroad Representative. The commissioners will also take up the following items which do not have specific times assigned to them: final settlements and orders, mail items and concerns, budget revision and resolution number 3 involving a law enforcement refund, and the new Pocahontas County ambulance service, the acquiring of a drug dog for the Sheriff's Department, the writing of a letter of support for a congressionally directed spending request or earmark to support the new 911 building project, the approval of part-time employees, a training officer, and a medical director for the new Pocahontas County EMS ambulance service. They will discuss and consider taking action on the East Fork Tannery sewer hookup. Attorney Stephen Skinner will update the commissioners regarding the opioid litigation settlement if there are any updates on that settlement. Next, the commissioners will approve invoices, then adjourn the meeting. Tim Walker, Allegheny Mountain Radio News.